Okay, well, once again, welcome to the chakra clearing call. Tonight we're focusing on the third eye, the brow chakra. It is, gosh, I am totally out. I was just down at the water there, and it was in altered state, so I'm still not really back in my full self here. Pounding my feet in the floor, I just get back in, take a few breaths. Mark Stanton Welch. It's been a very curious time here on the coast. A lot of wind blowing through here today, so it's stirring up all kinds of vibration. And going down near the water has really opens up the senses so quickly. Curious, very curious. So anyway, here we are. It is June 18th. It's a Tuesday. It's 7 p.m. here on the West Coast in the land of Cambria, California, about midway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, in the shadow of Big Sur. It's a very powerful time along here, and it's a beautiful, beautiful time to go ahead and work on the Vision Center. And the way I want to start this one out is to remind you that the Vision Center, it is called Vision and Third Eye, but it really is about all the senses, and it really is about awareness. So the point is, welcome, glad you're here, and would you star six? We're already in process. Star six will mute you. If at any point you guys want to make a comment or ask a question, star six again, and that'll unmute it, and then you can be heard. And then you'll star six again after you've done that. So thanks for doing that. I appreciate that. It's just some house cleaning. So I was saying that the Vision Center, the third eye chakra, or the brow center is really about, it's about awareness. And these are times of very, very heightened awareness. In other words, things are starting to show up in a much higher and richer vibration, whether we want that or not. And so as truth students, as they say, as because you're on this call, it's an indication that you guys are open to evolving and open to raising your vibration with, I believe the intention is to get clearer, to get more balanced. And in that state, you can experience this dimension more magnificently than you have before. We are the result of a whole lot of programming and a whole lot of belief systems that have compromised our understanding of the chakras and also compromised our understanding of what we individually are capable of. And as we move between these epochs, between this Piscean and Aquarian age, as we leave the male-dominated frequency and move into not only the feminine frequency and the woman-dominated, it doesn't mean domination, it means a blending now and an assimilation of the vibration of the male energy that creates, in a sense, that oneness vibration where we are in balance with the energies of the two. And in this state, we have a whole lot of capacities and skills and abilities that have been untapped. They have been really developed by the select few or those who have put more time into it. But really, please understand that these things are abilities that we're all capable of having by design. So by choosing to spend time opening up what we're calling the Vision Center here, we are going ahead to gain some clarity in thought and clarity in information, clarity in opening up our ability to have guidance, clarity in our ability to make manifest that which we desire by having clearer sight, and quite honestly, just being able to expand the senses to open them up to really begin to experience what this world is about. And that's the beauty of these times. So I don't know about you, but it's almost a perpetual altered state these days. Totally able to function. Well, I don't know if totally is right, but able to function at times more than others and deal with what needs to be dealt in the third-dimensional world, but still getting glimpses and experiences and extended times where, especially out in nature, I'm just beginning to feel it and experience it in much more powerful ways. I hope you're having the same kinds of experience. A bit of information here. Let's see. Well, let me tell this. Yesterday, I went down to a particular spot It's kind of a new beach I discovered. I've driven by it many times, but never went down there. But I got a calling to go through it. If you ever drive along Highway 1 on the Central Coast here, you'll between Cambria and then the next town is San Simeon. San Simeon has a place called Hearst Castle. And in San Simeon, there's a cove there. It's just this beautiful cove. And if you're into the Lemurian energy, there's remnants of the Lemurian vibration there. And this particular cove has particular healing powers. Not only the water, the sand, but the trees above. And there's an inlet in the peninsula that goes out. And you, if you ever get a chance to go there, come, because it's a magical place that clears vibration just by being in the presence of it. But between there and the town, the support town of San Simeon, where there are a bunch of hotels to support the Hearst Castle, there are two vista points along the coast there. The second vista point, the farthest one north, is this little beach where I've discovered. And I've gone down there. I got a call to go down there, and I went down. And it is just a beautiful and magical place. It's very flat. It's just sort of peppered with some stones and rocks and whatnot. But it's just a great beach. It's very flat, and the waves come in a fairly uniform way. There's some rocks right offshore. But it really is an inviting space, and it's secluded from the highway, and you just have an experience down there. I've had nice times down there, but yesterday I went down, and I've been doing a lot of inner work, like so many of us, and it's kind of been kicking my butt, only in the sense that it's knocking stuff out of me, that things are moving very quickly. And I was just a little weary of that and wanting a break. So I decided to go down to this beach a little bit early. So I went down there. The moment I hopped in the car, I really felt like I was in an altered state. Now, by an altered state, what we're talking about here is the senses seem to expand and to open up more. And the altered state is really something of how we're supposed to function anyway. But because we've been sort of quote-unquote dumbed down, we don't get to experience this. But for whatever reason, the work I was doing, the vibration that I've been raising, the intentional things that I've been doing, it put me into that state. And it's a state that it used to be only available through artificial means, if you know what I'm talking about. So the minute I got in the car, it was just this sort of very, very slow-moving vehicle. Not to the point that it felt completely out of control, but just to the point that I felt that I was able to observe everything. And my whole feeling of being able to see and observe expanded immediately. And I felt just this sort of softness. And I felt a sort of connection, if you will, with everything that I was seeing. And as I went down the highway heading for this particular beach, I just seemed to be able to experience the cars going by and other things in a deeper way. In other words, I just felt them more. And it wasn't disturbing in any way. It was really quite exciting. So by the time I got down to the beach, I started to notice that there were I immediately noticed the patterns of the sand on the beach that had been drawn by the wind. And it was just beautiful, these sort of curves and mounds and things, and it was just, you've seen it before, but it was just unbelievable. And then as I looked at that, I started to notice other patterns in the sand made by the waves themselves that had been up. And then I noticed that there were these little tracks and trails in the sand. And these trails and tracks in the sand, I thought, how on earth were these things made? And then I got an answer in a minute when a wave came up, and then as it receded, there were all these tiny little sand crabs that were skittering and scattering to and fro, running in all directions, and then they would, boop, go down into the sand again when the wave went by. So I watched this for a period of time, and it was just amazing. I was able to sit down at a rock. I spent time in the water. I sat next to at this rock that was just to recline just in the perfect way so I could put my back against it. The rock warmed me as I watched the waves. The sun was heading down. And as I looked up and looked out into the water, there was a pod of dolphins out there. Now, we don't see dolphins along this coast very often. Probably two times I've seen them. But on this day, I saw the water vapor spouts going. And I immediately jumped up, and I felt just like a little kid. And I ran down to the water, which was only maybe 15 feet away, and I just started calling to them. They said, come over, come over. But I'll tell you, I felt really this beautiful sense of wonder and connection that just continued. And I really kept calling them. They'd head out a little bit, and they'd come back and spend time just on the other side of the wave line. And in the meantime, an otter came in on the wave side. It was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. It would be called, in a sense, a peak experience. Now, why am I telling you this story? Just because I had a good day yesterday and a nice vibe. It really is relevant to what we're talking about when we say the third eye. The third eye often is pictured as this sort of isolated area that gives us this spiritual sight. But believe me, it's oh so much more. It is the opening and the key to the spiritual sight, yes, but it is also the vehicle that supports the vocalization of manifestation. It is also the vehicle that keeps us open to the guidance as it's coming from so many sources. It is also the vehicle that actually is opening up all of our senses. And this is what I experienced yesterday, an opening of the senses. So what I was seeing, the colors were more brilliant. They were soft and brilliant at the same time, and there was shimmering that was going on. What I heard was the sound of the waves and this sort of soothing repetition and rhythm that was going on, and it was interspersed with the sounds of the birds and the sounds of splashes of more intense waves and whatnot, and all of that was there, my feet in the sand, the visual of what was going on in the sand. All of that was there. The only thing I didn't do is eat sand because the smells were there. The fragrances of the decaying matter as well. There was an otter, a sea otter over there who was already been a carcass and was being consumed by vultures when I got there. So there was just almost everything there. I just was taking photos and all of that. But here's the point. It's awareness. And when we choose to be aware, when we choose not to play dumb, when we choose not to play small, when we realize that in every situation, things are not as they seem, there is a higher perspective, there is a higher experience of it if we allow ourselves to step away from some of the blockages and the patterns that are part of the lower chakras that keep us from actually experiencing things fully. Well, this is the invitation of these times, is to open up all of these chakras, and in so doing so, we then become able to experience life in a grander way. Now, as we go down through tonight's information here, you see those who have taken this for a year, and you may have taken a third eye class last year, it's pretty much the same page, but I have just a new experience with each of these, and we're going to use these in a bit of a different way. So please hear my call to open up to the notion that it is about being aware. And right now, just become aware. Take a breath. Be aware of your feet on the earth. Be aware of yourself in your chair. Be aware of the feeling of that against your backside and against your back, if indeed you're in a chair. Become aware of the sensation of the arms as they are on your arms, the arms of the chair. Take a moment and actually feel the fabric of the chair that you're sitting in. Become aware of that. Begin to turn into the senses and tune into the senses. This kind of awareness, as you look out through the room, you begin to see the shapes and the colors and the forms. Look at them as if it's the first time. You know the names of all the stuff in there, but look at them as if you're looking at just what the characteristics of them are. This is the sense of wonder. We're going to look at that a little bit later. We've lost our sense of wonder. Let's just say we've misplaced it, and this is a time to bring it back. This is a time to open up the doors of imagination again, and this is a time where we become fascinated. And it's what a great word. It's kind of been tossed away, fascination. Fascination is just that sort of total immersion into something because it is so interesting and so you want to be a part of it, so you get fascinated by the experience. What a great word to say, to be using in these times as things start to show up. To be fascinated rather than to be overwhelmed by something is to have a totally different relationship with it. Wonder, fascination, all of these things are part of the third eye, a part of the brow center, a part of awakening that part of our brain and the senses to experience life more deeply. So we're going to take a bit of a different track before we get started on the page. We'll set a cocoon of safety here through our typical methods of using the Hung Vajrapa, and then we'll also use the speaking of the name. And once we've done that, I want to do some things actually with the body and give you a few little tools that I've learned about working with the third eye and working with that particular area there. But first of all, let's go to the top of the page. You've got the Hung Vajrapa. This is the Tibetan chant that when spoken, as it's been spoken for thousands and thousands of years, every time it's spoken, it calls forth a cocoon of light to surround us and to protect us. And as each time we speak the phrase and speak the mantra, that energy moves farther out until it accompanies a larger space and protects us in a larger space. Now, by protection, I only mean to keep our vibration at the frequency of where we are within it, not allowing anything of lower vibration to move in. That's what protection is. So we're going to say this seven times as we speak the Hung Vajrapa. Let's do this together. Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa. So it is, so it is. And now I'm going to invite us each to speak the true name, the name we were given at birth. When you speak that name, it basically calls us back to our place of center, to our original design when we incarnated. The cells know that name. It is a sense, it's the name of the child self, where the purity, the sense of wonder, the imagination are all still alive if we just take off those covers and cloaks and ideas and beliefs that are there and experiences and the energies that are there. So when we speak that name, we get that cocoon of light around us, very much like the Hung Vajrapa. And in this space, we'll be able to take risk. We'll be able to clear off anything that's blocking any of the chakras, but particularly the third eye chakra tonight. We will also call forth all those angelic energies and the etheric beings and guides and teachers who are aligned to the specific frequency of that name. And once again, they come when you call them. Speaking the name is a call for those energies to come forth and be available as support, as information, to help you find the car keys, whatever it is you got to do to find the glasses that are sitting on top of your head. Whatever it is that you're going to be doing, you can call those guides to do that. And one way to call them is to speak your name. They know that. They pay attention. So let's speak the name seven times. As all together, we'll do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 I forgot to say that if you've been married or have changed your name, to go back to the original name on your birth certificate. It's critical that you do, because that's the design from whence you came. It's not that you need to take this name back, but it's just you need to, I'm inviting you to be aware of the power and the capacity to clear any debris that's attached to that name, which is really slowing down and lessening your own vibration of probably many of your chakras if there is debris on that. So speaking the name, that original name, brings us back to the place of center. All right, in this place of balance, let's start looking at a couple things here. The third eye, let's find it. Let's go to the bridge of your nose. And as you move up to the top of the bridge of your nose, you kind of run into what feels like the barrier of the skull there. And so as you move a little farther, your finger goes out. And, of course, this is on my head. Maybe you don't have this. And then as it moves up, straight up from the bridge of the nose, you'll go through you go by a little mound, and then it drops into an indentation just about, maybe just a bit above the eyebrow line, but in the center. That is your third eye, this particular spot right in the center. So find that with your finger and do it a couple times so you notice the notch that is there. It's almost like a little indentation that you can feel, and it's kind of It's just that, an indentation, like a little water hole or an opening that if you push hard enough, it'll go. I actually had some Egyptian Huna training many, many years ago, and one of the activities we did was to have, with the assistance of the people who were facilitating, was an opening of the third eye. But it was done in a fifth-dimensional energy, and so they would do it beyond the third-dimensional, and so they were doing these particular mantras and running this, and one of the things they would do is there was an instrument that they would use in that dimension, so I didn't experience the actual instrument, but what it did is it pierced that area and then actually made contact with the pineal gland, the pituitary in there. So you were getting this very interesting opening, and then with it came this particular mantra. that particular sound that was used. And this is long before I was engaged in any of this activity, but I was finding my interest level, and that was the space where it is. When you see and I know there's a name, it could be the BD or something in Indian cultures, you see the dot there, which is the color, that is right at the third eye area. So now that you've found it, I just would like you to, we're going to start by just tapping on it. Now, the tapping has kind of been, for a while, the latest craze in terms of clearing out old energies, and it's very successful. Perhaps you've had use with it. Perhaps you've done it. Perhaps you know all about it. You know, there's a whole bunch of points to tap. This is one of the third eye, this third eye point is one of the points in the sequence that I'm aware of. We're not here to talk about all the rest of them, but we're looking right now at this third eye point. And by tapping it, what we're doing is we're bringing our awareness to it. We're inviting an opening. We're inviting any energies to begin to clear themselves. By bringing focus to this spot, what begins to happen is the chi, or the life force, the prana, begins to form around it and at it, and it begins to raise the vibration of the particular area just by attention. So as you're tapping on it, I'd like you to go ahead and with your eyes to do the classic movement where you're going to look upward until it's like you're looking at the forehead, the third eye, with your from the inside. So you're looking at from the inside. So do that as we do this tapping. It's just a light tapping there. And as you do, the invitation is to clear and release anything that is in the way of you being clear of sight, clear of vision, clear of senses, clear of guidance and the capacity to follow that guidance, clear in intention. This will allow us to clear any vibration of lower frequency away from this particular area. Okay, so bring that to a conclusion. Now notice, after you've tapped on your forehead a while, you might actually get into a nice little altered state. Keep this in mind, because once again, the altered state is designed to get the monkey mind out of the way and to allow you to begin to soften in the grander experience of what life is about, and especially this dimension. And as you look out, you begin to see just the magnificence and the nuance of what you see, what you experience, and the forms and shapes and the colors and the uses of all this stuff. I'm just looking out my window, and I almost want to stop talking just to look at the trees that are out there. And they're dancing in the wind a little bit, and they're all in this sort of frivolous dance. It's beautiful. Okay, let's go back. Now, if you were to use acupuncture, there is an acupuncture point right there at the third eye. So we're going to use our fingernail as a acupuncture needle and find that spot again where the indentation is and just choose to put a little bit of your fingernail, and you might want to move around a little bit till you seem to find a spot where you get the sense, oh, that's it. And quite honestly, what you're looking for, I have no idea. But what you experience here is to begin to get the sense that things are opening up. Sometimes you see little colors. Sometimes you begin to get shapes. Sometimes you begin to get visuals. The other day I was just sitting here and I just closed my eyes and all of a sudden there were a bunch of images there. And that's typically not what I do. But that was a nice experience because they were interesting images at the same time. So I'm going to invite you to use this. And part this what we're doing now is just acquainting you with the anatomy of this. Wow, the more I keep pushing on that there with that nail. See, I had to get silent. I'm just, it's easy to start to drift off into another place. I love that these are being recorded as I sort of do my reverie here and space out. Interesting evening here. Okay, let go of that for the moment. Okay, you know where the location is. You know that tapping on it brings awareness. You know that finding with the fingernail here, you can actually begin to stimulate the specific acupressure point, and that in itself will begin to open up and clarify and clear any blocked energies that are there. Now, you'll know, and you may begin to feel that directly behind that third eye, if you go to the back of the head, you have in a sense, that little bump back there in the center where the skull sits on the spine. And you're looking at, in a sense, the medulla back there. Actually, there's an indent. Wow, I never noticed that. I just found something, and it may be unique to me, but it may be not. There is an indentation directly behind on the skull. As I go up from the spine, there's a ridge, and then it goes right into this companion indentation. And then they are directly behind one another. Interesting. Most of the in-body chakras have a companion point on the back side. They work in reverse in terms of the movement of the chakra, the spiraling of the spiral and the turning of the spiral. And they sometimes have same but different information about what they're working with and what the qualities are for that area. Sometimes their chakras are blocked in the front. Sometimes they're blocked in the back. Sometimes they're blocked in both. And it's important to know, I think, in terms of keeping your own chakra health together, about that. The medulla oblongata in the back is, in a sense, an entry point from some very vital energy from the etheric realm. Some of the medulla, the seat of God, is what it translates at. And it may be that this is one of the points and places where the actual guidance comes in. I don't know. But I'm starting to feel that. And I bet you're starting to feel things as well in these times as information drops in. And it's easy to go ahead and question it, but it's just as easy to say, wow, that's true until further notice, until further information. Because we're all being given new insights and new ways to deal with our moments of living. So I invite you to stay open and to, like I say, take certain things as gospel until you can prove them otherwise. Why not? These are the times of wonder. Okay, so we anatomically have found that place there. I invite you to work on a daily basis with stimulating that if this is something that really is intriguing to you and you want to continue to open up that the ability to have a more clear third eye for your intuitive purposes, your guidance purposes, intentional purposes, and for your senses to expand. So we'll also going to do a quick thing with the breath, and this is a very classic and traditional Indian breath. It comes from Eastern cultures, and it's called pranayama. I believe that's what it is. But it is called also alternate nostril breathing. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our index finger of, let's just use our left hand, and the middle finger, and going to place them on the third eye with your palm facing towards your face. Your thumb will very conveniently be able to close the left nostril while your ring finger and little finger will be able to close your right nostril. Now what's going to happen is we're going to alternately breathe in through the left, close the left, let it out through the right. Breathe in through the right, close the right, open the left, and breathe out through the left. And we're going to do this for a series of sequence of breaths. And what this is doing, if you can keep this visualization going, that as you breathe in, the air is directly going up to the third eye. And as you release, you can feel it coming down from the third eye out that area. Again, we're just sending chi, nourishment, light, whatever your intention is. So I am going to close off the right nostril with my ring finger, and then breathe in through the left nostril. You might have one that's a little more closed. It might be a noisy experience. And I close the left and exhale through the right nostril. Then I breathe in through the right. I close the right and open the left and exhale through the left. Now, my left is kind of closed off. You can hear it when I'm talking that way. You can hear me a little nasally. But I think it's going to change. So let's breathe in through the left. Close. Exhale on the right. Breathe in through the right. Close. Exhale left. Now please just do three more on your own. All right, I invite you to bring that to a conclusion with this particular breath. Now just notice, this is not only supporting this particular third eye chakra with the intentional work that we're doing and the use of the breath, it is also bringing a whole lot of processes into the body itself, bringing an extra amount of chi, an extra amount of the life force, the prana, that's within that oxygen and the life force itself. So it's benefiting your entire organism, but this time we're intending it to actually specifically work with the third eye. A few taps, 10 or so breaths. This is a good opportunity to begin to really focus and to work on this particular area. And do know that by giving something attention, what's beginning to happen is the chi force is coming to that, and that in itself is going to begin to open up and cleanse out any blockages that are there. It's all awareness and where we focus. One last thing to make comment about, things that you can do with this particular chakra especially is to use aromatherapy. The sense of smell is a very, very powerful force, and in some ways it's the most powerful of the senses. We don't necessarily think that, but a lot begins to happen when you get into intuitive realms and you start to work. You notice the sense of smell becomes very heightened and you start to identify things by smell. It's a very interesting thing. But if you use sandalwood or rose or lavender or frankincense, those are some of the main ones for the third eye. Those particular fragrances, having them around, will stimulate and to begin to open up that as well as the specific gland that is with it, which is the pineal gland. Okay. So just pay attention to yourself again. Notice the room. I'm going to speak your true name one time here on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Now just begin to notice. This particular chakra is, again, about getting sight, inner and outer sight. It clarifies our ability to see things. We begin to see things from the higher perspective. We begin to see that there's oh so much more than to what meets the eye, so to speak. If you are into Van Gogh's paintings, what you begin to see in Van Gogh's work is not that he was crazy, although that's how he was perceived at the time, but really that he was able to actually just jump up a notch and see the world as vibration. And the movement and swirls, I believe, is what we are capable of experiencing if we raise our senses just a bit. Now, that could be very disconcerting to think that, and sometimes if you've dabbled in any psychedelics through the time of your life, then you may have noticed that the boundaries of and the containers of what we thought was in place were by no means in place in those altered states. And so it can be disconcerting, but we do have the ability to turn things on and turn things off and to take things slowly until we can begin to integrate. Now, I'm not saying that that's the kind of direction that you're going if that's what you don't want to do. If you're just opening more to guidance, if you're opening more to developing your intuitive self, if you just want to be able to experience the world in a more magnificent way, then you're in the right place by working this. And we do have the capacity. We don't have to be overwhelmed by spirit. I want us to go now down to a mantra in the center of the page, the Om Ashwina Teja Sha Chakshuhu. And this is a particular Sanskrit mantra that is an invitation to enhance the inner and outer vision. So we're going to sing this through four times. I'm going to start it. I invite you to join me. Om Ashwina Teja Sha Chakshuhu. 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 Om Ashwina Teja Sha Chakshuhu.
Shwina Tejasha Chakshu.
Last time.
Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshu. Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshu.
And so it is. Beautiful mantra. You'll notice it's underlined. You can go online to my website and you can hear a version of that and you can just listen to it. It's about a 30-second sample and it will help you to remember the melody. So you can use this. It's a beautiful song and it really does its work because mantras are born to be utilized. And the more they're utilized, the more the power is fed to them. And so when you call them into activity, you are calling upon all the times that they have been spoken with that pure intention. So they do what they're intended to do. So I invite you to do that. You can also download that single song there for 99 cents. So, two other things here I wanted to do on the physical level. I'm going to use a couple tuning forks here. There's a tuning fork, there's a set of a series. There's a mathematical series called the Fibonacci series. The Fibonacci series, is, I believe, is contained in the spiral. And there's a mathematical formula for this unfolding of this spiral. Someone decided to make tuning forks out of this, and they created specific characteristics for the intervals that are a part of that series. And so I wanted to use one of those because this is a ratio of 3 to 5. It is. So it's a mathematical ratio. It's like a fraction. And by using this, it stimulates dreams, it opens visualization, and it brings in new ideas, this particular frequency. So what I'm going to do is to play this interval and then sort of shoot it into the tiny hole in the phone, and I believe you'll be able to experience the vibration. I'll do it 3 times. Now, this particular interval is an interesting musical interval. It is actually a real part of music. It's called a sixth. Sixth. Now, a sixth isn't used that much anymore. It's used in jazz now and then more often. And sometimes it's used in pop music, but it's used to create a particular texture. It's usually a very soothing texture. And it was used a great deal in the 40s. And when you listen to big band music out of the 40s, a lot of people really liked that. Because the music at that time, because of what was going on in the world, was being created to help soothe and to calm people in the midst of all the chaos that was going on and the forms that things were showing up. So this six has a great sound to it. I start to think of the Chattanooga Choo Choo. It starts out with six. And when it goes, pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? That you've got those intervals within that particular melody. You can also hear it, interestingly enough, when a train goes across a railroad crossing. When the train, as it approaches, it has to blow the horn. The horn is tuned to a C6 chord, and it has that interval. Now, it's a shocking sound, but it also, at the same time, is very soothing. Now, isn't it interesting that perhaps the higher purpose of this is to help people to stimulate their imagination and their vibration at the same time that there's danger being warned? I think that's a beautiful thing because anytime I hear a train whistle, I start to get this winsome feeling of being out in the prairie somewhere and taking an adventure and having a very peaceful and enjoyable experience. I find that very interesting.
Now, do know that everything that we're doing tonight is designed to, one, give information to your brain self, but also to specifically work actively to clear out any blockages that are compromising your particular brow center. And because of the nature of the work, we're also working underneath and doing work on the lower chakras as well. Because any work that's done in the lower areas, and I invite you to continue doing that or to go back and revisit some of the lower ones, will benefit everything above it. So any work you do on foundation, second and third chakras will really help to clear up in this dimension as well. Now, the third eye is really a common element of is to go into meditation and to experience visualization and to follow guided visualization and all of those magnificent techniques. I don't know if you're into that, but if you are, there is a state of mind. It's one of the brain states, not a state of mind. It's a state of vibration of the brain, the brain waves, that is more conducive to this state of being open to guidance and to being able to actually get the visualizations going and to see it on the screen that's projected in front of the forehead, if you will. And if we can get into the theta state, in other words, to create brain waves that are more theta, if we follow ourselves into sleep, the theta and the beta and the alpha waves, we can follow ourselves in the delta waves, we can follow ourselves through the various states of consciousness. Each one, as we head towards deep sleep, is more open and more receptive. The theta state is one that's very powerful in relation to meditation. I have two tuning forks here, and they're supposed to be on either side of the ears, and then the difference between them creates an oscillation. And that particular oscillation will cause the brain to slip into the theta state artificially. In other words, you can create the state for yourself with these kinds of tools. So I'm going to play them, and as I put them close together, I think you will hear the oscillation. This is the theta state, so I invite you, or the theta wave, so I invite you to just be open to it, to create an open space for you and a soft space so we can start doing the clearing work here. And again. I'm not sure you were able to get that, but I hope you were and give you the sense of it. You can get in many places online the specific CDs that you put headphones on. You'll be able to put yourself into a theta state. There's a lot that's being done with that in terms of brainwaves and work that can be done in terms of creating an inner state, opening up the subconscious so that we can actually do some reprogramming in there and clear out some of the misperceptions we have about life. So speaking of that, let's go all the way down now to the bottom of the page where you have the affirmation and proclamation. We're going to go ahead and speak the affirmation in the receptive state of where we are that is going to invite us to begin to clear out certain amounts of energetic debris that have been influencing the third eye as well as the other chakras. So we're going to say this together and say it with a sense of resolve and commitment. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes of heart of love. I see and experience only through the eyes and heart of love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So take a breath, if you will. Go up, if you will, up to just above there, the Egyptian third eye activation process. This is something I learned long ago in the Egyptian course as well. This is called the U'azit,
U'azit. Now, the U'azit is designed to basically open the third eye from the inside. And what it is, you take the visualization of a serpent rising through the spine and then biting on the inside of the, nipping right there at the inside of the third eye where you found that location. So the way it works is we say the ooh, and then as you say ah, you're going to send that energy from the root chakra up through the spine, and then at the zit, it's the actual movement forward of the biting at that third eye, if you will. This is just the visualization of it. Now, as you do the ah part, you're going to do what's called the anal lock. In other words, you squeeze as if you're trying to end a movement. You actually squeeze that, and then you hold the anus and the rectum, you hold them closed, and then it shoots the energy up the spine to this. Now, this is not, we're not working with high kundalini energies here. Some of you may be aware of that, and that's a whole different experience. But this is an idea that I'm inviting you to work with. And what it's going to do is going to open and clear certain energies within there. So we're going to go ooh, and then ah, we're going to do the anal lock, and then zit, it moves up the spine and bites at the eye. So let's do that. We're going to do it four times. Ooh, ah, zit. Ooh, ah, zit. Ooh, ah, zit. Ooh-ah-zit. Zing. Okay, and so it is, and so it is. Let's move down now to make the proclamations that come from the book Veil of Illusion and Proclamations of the Soul by Rich Work. These are statements that make commands to the universe that these things are so, that these things are to manifest through these speakings and intentions. So say these with a true commitment and with some energy, if you will. From the divine love within my being, I call forth all laws I own, all beliefs I have, all vows I hold, all invocations I have made or received, and all contracts and agreements on all levels of my being, creating judgments, separating me from joy, peace, harmony, and love. I transmute them into the divine expression of creative love and embrace them into my wholeness. And so it is. Next one. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusions that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstruct my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine love, divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, happiness, for that is the reality I choose as my own, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Woo! Okay. Let's go to the top of the page there. This particular phonetic we want to use, the tone is A. We want to use the E phonetic. When we use this particular pitch, it's a higher pitch, and we send it like to the mask in the front of the face. And this E, it's a very nasally sound, and we send it, and we feel it vibrating through the front of the face, and particularly at the third eye. So let's hold this sound for a couple times through. E. Particular sounds reminds me of the playground when I was a teacher, and you'd hear out there all the time, nee, 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 nee. Little did they know they were clearing their third eyes the whole time they were doing it. Or maybe they did know that. That's the beauty of childhood, using these things that actually have some powerful process about them before they forget. Let's slip down
to appearances very quickly here. This is a reminder that we have the capacity in any moment to look beyond what appears to be. This has been a theme of the entire work tonight, is its appearance idea. I see past appearances. I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am. I am. I am. I am. One more time. I see past appearances. I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am, I am, I am, I am.
God, this is just such a powerful reminder and a powerful memory to know that nothing is as it appears. Even the people we interact with, there's always so much more. There's so much more going on, and our higher self will bring to us the situations, the people, the things, the locations, everything we need for that moment to get clarity about who we are. And if we just buy into that idea and begin to prove it through our attention and our awareness and action, I think whatever's been bugging each of us and whatever's been issues for us will begin to fade away just as quickly as these times are changing. That's my invitation to that. So let's drop down to the I Wonder there. This is a great little tune that is really the invitation to open up that sense of wonder. And if you forgot what wonder is, then this song is for you. Because quite honestly, when we were little ones and we saw something for the first time, we experienced it in its fullness. We experienced the qualities of it, the energy of it, the information coming from it. We took it in with all the senses. And so often you see children who want to taste things. They want to put it in their mouth. They want to take the rock and they want to put it in their mouth. And parents are going, stop that, stop that. But really they want to just get the fullness of it. And the minute they learned that what they were looking at and experiencing in its color and its magnificence was a poppy, then the next time they saw the poppy, it was a poppy instead of that wonderful thing. And once we begin to name things, we lose relationship with them. And we begin to not see them for what they are anymore, but we put it in the little organizational spot. So that's why I said start to look around and see things that you're familiar with, but see them for the first time. This is exercise for the third eye. This is exercise for expanding our experience of things. All the information we need from something is contained within it if we allow the experience to happen. Intuition is just tuning into what's being sent from the object, whether it's a human or whether it's a rock or a plant or an animal or whatever the source is. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore what's beyond the metal, what's behind the door. I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. A couple more times. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore what's beyond the meadow and what's behind the door. I wonder.
a wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Be that. Gosh, just reclaim that sense of wonder. Throw in fascination at the same time. Begin to experience things in a different way. Experience your own body. Gosh, the work I'm doing right now is inviting me to experience my own physical self on a deeper level, and I am beginning to see things, experiencing things that I have just never, well, probably since I was in the incubator in those early days, probably haven't experienced them since then. This body is absolutely incredible. And unfortunately, it's been the receptacle for all so much unexpressed energy that it's lost in many ways its vitality. That's not to say that it's not reclaimable. The work that we're doing tonight and the work we do here once a month is all about reclaiming that vitality and getting back to the place where we clear off the debris to the point that we can re-experience the magnificence of what it is. Go all the way down to imagination there, my imagination. Because imagination, it's critical. Gosh, turn off the TV. Listen to radio. Listen to old-time radio programs. Tell stories. Listen to stories. And allow your own wheels of imagination and the muscle of your imagination to get stronger and begin to get the sense of things. Yeah, you can do it so easily. You take a pencil here and you start looking for alternate uses. You know, it's a little diving board for fleas. It's a great thing to do. It can be a flagpole for a group of beetles. It can be a drumstick. It can be something, don't do this at home, but you can clean out your ear with it from the earwax, but don't go too far. Don't do that. It can be something that you can use it to tap on the third eye. You can do that with it. You can go ahead and you can draw with it. Well, that's an obvious use. But gosh, you can also use it on an anthill where you're trying to help the ants get from one place to the next, and they can use it as a bridge. So you see, it goes on and on and on. Let your imagination, a good thing to do is go out and look at the clouds. If you got clouds coming through, go out and immediately you will see all the pictures. The cloud people are up there, man. They just want to be noticed. They want to be witnessed just like us. So give them some time. Give them some time. Look for shapes and forms and things. Look for alternative uses for things. Look for, you know, start looking. When you look at people, look for other people. Look for past lives in their face. If you stare at them, you'll start to see those things pop in. You can also see if they're reptile people. Well, that's another workshop. Okay, so let's go to my imagination. We want to trigger that. And unfortunately, and I was a teacher, it's a sad state where some of the schools have shut down imagination. And it's been about facts and learning information as opposed to imagination. We got to free the minds. And that, in a sense, is what this new age of the Aquarian Age is about. It's reopening those places of imagination. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundary. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. Again. My imagination truly opens up the world, takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. Sing these songs. You can go. It's underlined. You can go to the website. You can find it and sing with it. Invite these parts of ourselves to be open again and again and again. And they will. They absolutely will. We are at 8 o'clock. And you can see that I overprepared like a good teacher would. So we have intent that I didn't do. Let me quickly just run through it, although you can go online. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sent, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say, I let go, let go, let go. In endless potential. potential. I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is set, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. I let go, let go, let go. That's a rollicking little Celtic song, so I invite you to go online and to experience that and make it a part of what you do, because it is. The clearer this third eye is, the more we're able to set our intentions in motion, and through the process of using the throat, to actually go ahead and put those into manifestation with the vision itself, a simultaneous process of sending it out into the universe where it will be responded to. It is the law. So the clearer you are in your intention, the clearer and more quickly things will manifest. And the key to it is to let it go. Let go of the process. You let go of how things are being done. So when we put it out there, we just let go and we trust that things are going to show up, and we take the steps forward to claim it. And it could come through, and the simplest things could come through in very profound ways or very subtle ways, but it will. We have to look for it. It's not going to just be Ed McMahon showing up at the door, although it could. He hasn't come to my house yet. I got a lot of magazines. But anyway, I'm delighted that you chose to be a part of this tonight. You can see we didn't do focus. That one you can listen to online about keeping the focus together. There's a mantra you can use, the Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam, that actually uses the sun, it calls upon the sun to heal the eyes, the inner and the outer eye. Do spend some time, please, in the sun. If it's before 10 or after 3, if you got a thing about the sun, do that, because it is so critical. The sun rays, they carry the codings, information for the cells. On every day, it will tell the cells how to react to the vibration of the particular day. What a magnificent world we're in. Just below, you've got the invocation to Master Hilarion, the Ascended Master, as well as the call to the Elohim. I'll sing those at the end of the call here, and you'll have those for yourselves. Call on Hilarion to bring you the Emerald Ray, that particular frequency to support you in your process of opening intuition and opening up that particular dimension. The Elohim will go ahead and dispense it into manifestation in your personal life, so you call upon them as well. They like invocations. They like to be sung to. Every one of these guys have their own little song. They all dropped in one day when I was minding my own business. So I'll put those in place. Thank you so very much. We are going to be back here in July, and we'll be working with the crown chakra and the sacral chakra. I'm sorry, not the crown and sacral, the crown and the soul star chakra, which is 18 inches above the crown. And we'll be working with those frequencies to keep those open and let that frequency wash through us and brighten up and perk up all of the chakras themselves. These classes are worthless unless you actually choose to. Well, that's a strong statement. I'm saying just use the stuff. Find something in here that speaks to you and use it. And during the month, go back and revisit if you've taken any more of these classes and revisit the things we've done. Use this stuff. The more clear we are, the more clear we are. So we want to use our awareness to expand ourselves in these times, and this dimension will just keep giving and giving and giving. So blessings. Thank you for being a part of this today. I'll download the recording, and the recording will be available maybe even later tonight. I'll send you the links, if not by tomorrow at some point. Thank you so much. And please, if you can, tell people about this, because this is really good information for people. And then finally, I'm always looking for testimonials. I would really invite each of you, if this has impacted you in any way, let me know. And let me be able to put it on the website so that people can realize that there's some value in what we're doing here. Most of all, just eternal blessings to each of you. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm open for any questions that are there. Otherwise, I will go ahead and sing the Ascended Master song and the Elohim song. All right. Then, Hilarion. Hilarion, calling Hilarion,
come forth hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion, calling Hilarion, Hilarion, come forth Hilarion, open my eyes of intuition, bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion. Now, Cyclopea and Virginia. Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design. And with the emerald ray of life, open up my third eye. Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design. And with the emerald way of life, open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. So it is. The other ones you can actually find online by following that link. So, endless blessings. Take good care. See you next month. Bye-bye.